Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 12th. Some of you started school yesterday. I know that some of my little friends are actually starting today. I'm so excited for you and looking forward to a wonderful school year. We are about to finish up the book of Exodus. Today we're in chapter 39, which reminds us about the priestly garments, what the priests were supposed to wear to designate them and their role in the temple or tabernacle. Then we'll go over to Psalm 32, which is a psalm about confession and forgiveness and joy being restored, which is a good one. All right, let's start with Exodus 39. From the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, they made woven garments for ministering in the sanctuary. They also made sacred garments for Aaron, as the Lord commanded Moses. The ephod. They made an ephod of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and of finely twisted linen. They hammered out the sheets of gold and cut strands to be worked into the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, the work of a skilled craftsman. They made shoulder pieces for the ephod, which were attached to two of its corners so it could be fastened. Its skillfully woven waistband was like it, of one piece with the ephod and made with gold, and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and with finely twisted linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. And then we're going to skip down to verse 27. For Aaron and his sons, they made tunics of fine linen, the work of a weaver, and the turban of fine linen, the linen headbands, and the undergarments of finely twisted linen. The sash was of finely twisted linen and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, the work of an embroiderer, as the Lord commanded Moses. They made the plate, the sacred diadem, out of pure gold and engraved it, like the inscription on the seal, "Holy to the Lord." Then they fastened a blue cord to it to attach it to the turban, as the Lord commanded Moses. Now, it might be easy for us to get in the weeds here and think, oh my goodness, I cannot imagine what this looked like, but we have Google, so you can Google priestly garments, the ephod, and get kind of an idea of what this might have looked like. What stuck out to me is what was written on the diadem, which is like a gold plate, on Aaron's forehead, "Holy to the Lord." And I got to thinking, what does this symbolize about Jesus? Well, Aaron had to be made holy. He was consecrated. But Jesus Christ, our Lord, was holy. He didn't have to have a plate on his head that signified him as holy or a ceremony to make him holy. He was completely holy his whole life. Listen to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26 and forward. Such a high priest meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other priests, he did not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. We praise God today for a great high priest who is holy, who has sacrificed once and for all for us. And as the verse preceding this passage in Hebrews 7 tells us, that he lives to intercede for us. Amen. All right, let's turn on over to Psalm 32. This is a maskil of David. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and will watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together every day. That is our prayer, that we would be upright in heart. And our prayer is also, thank you, Lord, that you were always and forever upright in heart. You are the only truly holy one. And we cling to you today, and we thank you that you are interceding on our behalf. We are almost to the end of the Ten Commandments. Let's see if we can do them together. You shall have no other gods before me. Do not make for yourself an idol. It's about words, the third one. What is it? Help me with it, Lord. Do not take the name of the Lord in vain. Honor the Sabbath by keeping it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. And the fourth one, do not bear false witness against a neighbor. As Jen Wilkins says in her book, that this ninth word is about reputation and taking someone's good name from them. I think with reviling, sometimes we assume more than we truly know about others, and then we begin talking. And you know what assuming does. Well, if you don't know, Wayne's professor in college taught him, you separate the letters of the words assume and see what it does to you and me. Reviling, whether based in truth or untruth, is just not something that we as a people of God want to do. We know we are all fickle and fallen and often can't see our own sin. And so today, my prayer is that we all watch our words and that the Holy Spirit reveals to us ways that we are doing some character assassination on others. Jen Wilkin is good about turning the phrase. So if it's a negative command, you shall not, then she turns it to the positive. This is the positive view of the command. Honor the reputation of others. How can we today, as a people of God, honor others by keeping our mouths shut or by saying only words that honor those around us? Will you pray with me? Holy Father, your word reminds us that there is only one truly holy one, you, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to stop and meditate on who you are, and to thank you for your goodness and your heart of compassion for us. Thank you, Lord, for not leaving us in our sinfulness, but transforming us into the likeness of Jesus. Today, would that begin by helping us to see the ways that we are committing character assassination? Lord, help us not to be a people who revile others. Help us to build one another up. Help us to point out the positive and to pursue peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.